you're here. LSU Rita, knowing you're near. So good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, June 1st, 2020. Special guest joining me in the studio that I'll introduce in just a moment. But let me read to lay some context for today's verse, because it's Memorization Monday, and we'll be looking at Ephesians 5:20. But let me backstep just a few verses to set some context up. There's going to be some special music, some good storytelling, and I hope today's program will be a blessing to you, as Ken and I have already prayed it up, that God will use it in unique or special or encouraging ways, because during these times we need to lean into each other and praise God for what we do have, and see how he's going to see us through these various circumstances. But I'll begin reading verse 15 of Ephesians chapter 5. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. And then today's verse, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So today's verse on Memorization Monday, Ephesians 5:20, is always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when you read that, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, you mean even COVID-19? You mean even this report that I got that this loved one is ill, or there's cancer, or I've just lost my job? Give thanks in everything. So, Ken Welch, it's going to be a tough verse to talk about, but I have a couple songs lined up, and one is titled The Old Rugged Cross, I Believe in a Hill Called Mount Calvary. And because of Mount Calvary, because of the old rugged cross, because of the work Jesus Christ did on our behalf, we can give thanks in everything, because we have an ultimate destiny ahead of us. We know the finished work that he did on our behalf will make all things new again. So there's hope, I guess I'm saying.
Amen to that.
Yeah, so amen to that. So you're going to assist me today. We're going to do some reading about this Ephesians 5:20 out of 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart. But during this COVID-19 crisis, this pandemic, this altering of everyone's schedule, you and Lou have done some unique things in the town of Mahomet, actually in your driveway these past. How many weeks have you been on Wednesday and Sunday doing something?
We've been doing this for about a month now, you know, seeing all the distress in the economy among people on social media. We just started doing the national anthem at 6:30 on Wednesday and Sundays for our neighborhood. So then, since I had a little time on my hands, I picked up a skill very clumsily at the beginning to do Facebook Live. And the last time we did this, we had 232 views. Now, we also follow that up with a prayer for America, God bless America. And last night, we added to that the prayer, and I published the words and the translations, because it's very appropriate for today, because we don't know what way to take when we go out of our house today, and we also need to be in prayer for our neighbors. So if you're interested, that's on Facebook. I'm on there as Ken Welch, the old, fat, and slow triathlete, yeah. And you're welcome. It will be available there on demand.
Yeah, I've joined a number of those live renderings, and you have to imagine this, with the social distancing and such, there's Ken in his driveway, there's Lou at the keyboard, they have some speakers and like a sound system set up. You can see sometimes they'll pan the camera, if you will, and you'll see a neighbor over on his porch and a couple over here. And sometimes you've even sang happy birthday to some of the neighbors.
Happy anniversary.
It's like a community event that everyone gets out on their porch or steps out of their front door and Ken sings away. So I'm going to introduce you to two songs by the Singing Men of GNN to set up today's reading. It's the national anthem as recorded by the Singing Men of GNN along with the Varsity Men's Glee Club, 1 week after 9/11, so this was some years ago, recorded at Krannert, so you'll hear our rendering of the national anthem as led by Dr. Barrington Coleman at the time. He was our director. And then we're going to follow that with a song that Ken sings a solo in and joined by the singing men of GNN, The Old Rugged Cross, I Believe in a Hill Called Mount Calvary. Here's the singing men of GNN. Listen to the applause. It continued and it continued. People were up out of their seats. This was 1 week or less than a week after 9/11. This was performed at the Krannert Center of the Performing Arts at the U of I. You know, we were all patriots at that point, still in shock over the 9/11 and really coming together as a nation. So this next song, Ken sings a solo, and it'll set up our reading today. It's called The Old Rugged Cross, I Believe in a Hill Called Mount Calvary, and it's on our second CD. The Singing Men have produced three CDs. This one was titled Godly Men, and here's The Old Rugged Cross with our very own Ken Welch singing the solo.
Thank you.
Well, Ken, does that bring back some memories singing with the Singing Men of GNN? As you know, right now we're in this hiatus that we've been praying up. How are the Singing Men going to return? When are we going to return? We've canceled a number of our fall presentations and are still praying that maybe in October or November we could come together so we could sing our December concert. But at this point, we want to be conscientious of the age of so many of the men, and we don't want anyone getting sick. And so it's really been kind of hard not to meet up with all the guys, Ken, but you've been a part of our Singing Men for...
I was a charter member, number 19.
19, so from the very beginning weeks when we were at Twin City Bible Church and all the places we've sang these many years. But appreciate you and Lou, the various ministry work that you've done as a couple. Married 46, soon to go on 47 years, I believe.
Can you imagine one woman being that lucky?
Yeah, for that many years. And we're going to have you back for a Testimony Tuesday. Maybe we can even have Lou join us. So I know there was so much to your story, some of your faith journey, your desire of memorizing Scripture, your heart for reading the Bible. What, 40, 50, many, many times?
I'm working on my 41st time.
41st time.
I actually took a year off last year. I did 40 years, and I felt like I was lost.
Yeah, so, loves God's Word, which sets up today's reading, Ephesians 5:20.
Giving thanks always for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So there's this story in the book, The 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart. And this is actually kind of a blend between the Bible and a children's story called Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day by an author by the name of Judith Viorst. So here's the text. When our girls were younger, I enjoyed reading to them every night at bedtime. One of the books we enjoyed was about a little boy named Alexander who struggled through a day in which everything seemed to go wrong for him. Shortly afterwards, I had a day that started the same way. Midway through the morning, I sat down for my devotions and spontaneously wrote a few lines in my journal. Quote, I woke up late, and Grace was late to school today, again, and the trash cans had to be taken out, and the dog nuzzled his dirty nose against my white overcoat, and the drive-in window at McDonald's took five times longer than usual, and they poured my coffee out of an old pot, and I just know it's going to be a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't planned on writing those words. They just showed up on paper. As I read them, I thought of Alexander and burst into laughter, and I had one of the best days I've had in a long time. It's all in our attitude. Yesterday, as I was flying back to Nashville from Tulsa, the weather forecaster in Oklahoma warned us that there would be terrible storms across the southeast. So I was concerned about my flight. But the pilot pierced the clouds and got us above them. As I looked down on those magnificent, billowing, brilliant clouds, I thought to myself that storms are beautiful from the upper side.
Hmm.
We all have terrible, horrible, no good, very bad days. We all have stormy days. But when we're filled with the Spirit, when we've placed every part and parcel of our lives under the control of Jesus Christ, it affects our attitude. We fly at a higher altitude. We find ourselves always giving thanks to God the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. After all things work together for good, as Romans 8:28 promises, why not always give thanks in all things?
Hey, read that again, because I think there's some people driving to work now, or if they still have their jobs, or if they can still go to work. But, you know, oftentimes we think, oh, it's going to be a terrible day, or we set ourselves up. And I like this line. It's all about our attitude. And I know you've been like a life coach for some people. You've worked in a lot of different settings where you've encouraged people, hey, look at the bright side, or, you know, this is the work. Prioritize, get things in order. But here it's saying, you know, we can start the day really in a negative spirit or under the circumstances, say it's going to be a terrible, rotten, no good, bad day.
Well, I take a little bit of a different tack on that, and I've had a real heart for this. As your listeners are a very compassionate group of people, they may have a bad day every once in a while, but think about three groups of people here who have been affected over the last 70 days. Small business people whose life savings and dreams have disappeared. Mm-hmm. Longtime employees who no longer have a business to work for. Single parents with no income. You know what they really need? They need somebody to come alongside to them.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We find ourselves always giving thanks to God the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. After all, if all things work together for good, as Romans 8:28 promises, why not always give thanks in all things?
Yeah, that's a hard one.
Very difficult. Very difficult. So the series of questions here. Teaching others about being filled with the Holy Spirit from Ephesians 5:18 through 21. Number one, it's a command to be filled with the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a secondary command that goes with that, Mark, if I could halfway answer that question, is that we've got to empty ourselves of the world so it makes room for the Spirit to fill us.
Yeah.
Number two, this is a contrast. Don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who is one of the happiest people on earth, and I always used to think that he must be imbibing something. And he was one of the most Holy Spirit-filled men that I've ever known, and so joy was just his way of walking.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, a comparison. Being under the influence of the Spirit shares some surprising comparisons with being under the influence of alcohol, except that when you're under the influence of the Spirit, you will be doing good things,
right.
And that's not necessarily always true when you're under the influence of alcohol.
Right.
Number four, a change. How do we know if we're filled with the Spirit? Well, certain things will occur in our lives. Singing in our hearts, which is in verse 19, gratitude in our minds, from verse 20, and submission in our attitudes, verse 21.
Hmm.
There's a quote here at the end. It says, "A grateful mind is a great mind. A thinking person is a thankful person." And that's an anonymous saying.
Hmm. A grateful mind is a great mind. A thinking person is a thankful person. Let's hope so.
Yes.
I don't know if that's always the case, but that's certainly maybe the approach that we should take, you know, always trying to take the positive approach or look for the good in things.
Scripture promises that, God inhabits the praises of his people.
Hmm. Well, Ken, I'm thinking much of your faith journey, I know God's been working some things into your heart and mind. I know we didn't do any shout-outs for your beloved Lou. Your practice of reading the Bible these many years, 40 times, and maybe the 41st this year or in the coming years, your heart for memorizing Scripture, even the prayer journals that you've kept these many years in your practice of praying for people until God answers or supernaturally brings them home or whatever. So a lot more to say. So if you're available tomorrow, we'll pray up that you can return and we can have you a part of Testimony Tuesday. And I think I'm going to close.
I'll call Lou and have her put it on my schedule.
Yeah, put it on the schedule. All right. Well, thank you, Ken Welch, for being a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends. And I pray by something that was read or shared or even this Ephesians 5:21 that says, "Always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ," might be the catalyst for you to turn that hardship, turn that awkward situation, maybe the things that are weighing you down, turn them over to the Lord and see how he can maybe transform them or work through them so it'll bring about a brighter day or a hope-filled day. I would pray that for you. Hey, Ken, in light of some of the things we had to share, I'm going to close out with a portion of a song by Laura Story. It's called Blessings, and I think it's really appropriate for today's topic and for this verse and for maybe tomorrow's Testimony Tuesday. So here's Laura Story, Blessings. May it be an encouragement for you today. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Ken Welch with Great News Radio, a ministry of the Great News Media Group. God bless you. And have a great day and night.
We pray for blessings. We pray for peace. Comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? we pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from